Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. Excuse me, but dogs are not allowed here. There's the sign, can't you see it?
Yes, I know, but I'm only here for a moment. I need to say a few words to my small brother. He's there on the swings, but he's so involved in playing that he can't see me at all.
The boy in a yellow cap and blue t-shirt?
No, the boy next to him. He's running to the merry-go-rounds. That one.
I see. Just wait outside with your dog and I'll tell your brother that you want to talk to him. Dialogue B.
Well, our patient looks much better this time. Let me take the dog. And you can sit down there on the couch.
Thanks. He feels better now and even plays with his toys, but he still doesn't eat well.
Don't worry. Poor appetite is a natural thing in his condition. I'll just examine his ears and eyes. Well, he's definitely getting better.
Should I still give him the pills?
Yes, for 2 more days, to be sure the infection is gone.
Dialogue C.
The note is wrong, James. Can't you hear it?
Sorry, do you want me to sing it again?
No, that's enough for singing today. You are probably too tired. You've been doing everything wrong. You sounded like a cat being pulled by the tail.
I'll practice it at home.
Yes, do please. And now we should spend some time on the rhythm exercises.
Dialogue D.
Just look. It's so cute, isn't it?
What exactly?
That little kitten. It's made from patches of fabric, and the eyes are polished buttons.
Yes, it's nice. But let's take a look at the wooden toys. They are there, on the opposite stalls. My great-grandfather used to make things like that.
Did he? Cute. Do you think the things displayed here are for sale or not? I mean, whether we can buy something or we can only admire them from a distance.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. Excuse me, but dogs are not allowed here. There's the sign, can't you see it?
Yes, I know, but I'm only here for a moment. I need to say a few words to my small brother. He's there on the swings, but he's so involved in playing that he can't see me at all.
The boy in a yellow cap and blue t-shirt?
No, the boy next to him. He's running to the merry-go-rounds. That one.
I see. Just wait outside with your dog and I'll tell your brother that you want to talk to him. Dialogue B.
Well, our patient looks much better this time. Let me take the dog, and you can sit down there on the couch.
Thanks. He feels better now and even plays with his toys, but he still doesn't eat well.
Don't worry. Poor appetite is a natural thing in his condition. I'll just examine his ears and eyes. Well, he's definitely getting better.
Should I still give him the pills?
Yes, for 2 more days, to be sure the infection is gone.
Dialogue C.
The note is wrong, James. Can't you hear it?
Sorry, do you want me to sing it again?
No, That's enough for singing today. You are probably too tired. You've been doing everything wrong. You sounded like a cat being pulled by the tail.
I'll practice it at home.
Yes, do please. And now we should spend some time on the rhythm exercises.
Dialogue D.
Just look. It's so cute, isn't it?
What exactly?
That little kitten. It's made from patches of fabric, and the eyes are polished buttons.
Yes, it's nice. But let's take a look at the wooden toys. They are there, on the opposite stalls. My great-grandfather used to make things like that.
Did he? Cute. Do you think the things displayed here are for sale or not? I mean, whether we can buy something, or we can only admire them from a distance.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.